Welcome to the New and Living Way Church, Ikorodu, where we bring to you teachings inspired by the Spirit of the Living God for the work of salvation through His servant, Pastor Olaide Olaniyo. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you.
I mean to open your door. Killing bring to victory the door in you to door. New door. Even a new door is open from the spoil of the warfare won. Even a new door is open even from the victory. Even one over you as an assembly has opened a door. He has opened a door. Even into a new pastor. A pastor to be pastor. A new door. We fought and won and overcame. Even more than what you can comprehend. There is a God that has been won over you. There is a word that has been won over you. There is a conquering that has been conquering over you. What you see is more than what was overcome in the spirit. It's more than what was overcome in the spirit. For a great victory. Even a great victory. For what Satan thought to be evil was war. And we overcame over you. Even as an assembly. For you, even to access this door, glory be to Jesus, victory to Jesus, for He has prevailed and won over you, for to open a new door, for glory, even be to the Lamb, who sit upon the throne, for He has prevailed. Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed, even to open this book. It's victory that has brought you here. It's not by power, it's not by might, it's by the Spirit. It's by unrelentless effort of the Spirit, and we have prevailed. Even things have been averted even over you. Give thanks to
to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Don't think it. Give thanks to Jesus. For the lion has prevailed. He has prevailed. He has prevailed. And brought you into a door. Hear him with a door of access. Even a door of access. For many waters have passed. And many things have been overcame. And now it is not time for you to enjoy even access into this door. Into this door. Even into this door. For we fought and we overcame. And we overturned. We overturned the works of Satan. And gave you victory. And gave you victory. Praise he the Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Can you just thank the Lord once more? Hallelujah. Amen. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. Indeed, the Lord is over us and is doing terrible things. Hallelujah. The Lord is over us and is doing terrible things. And many warfares have been won. And many are still to be won. Hallelujah. Many are what? Still to be won. One of the most critical things in sustaining victory of the Spirit, hallelujah, is knowing how to keep victory hand. Hallelujah. The issue with us is that we fight to break through. Then after breakthrough, we go and sleep. We fight what? Breakthrough. Then after the breakthrough, we go and sleep. And the very same doors that we fought to open shut again over us. So, because for us, warfare is not a lifestyle. It's just a quick fix to solve a situation. Are you understanding? We are not combat ready. Always what? Combat ready. We are not always combat ready. We are not always on our watch. So we endure the rigor for a season. And after it's, thank God, it's over. Then we quickly go back to our bed and go back to our normal life. Because the state of warfare is an abnormal life. Somewhere in our mind. But the life of the Christian, and it's coming to me in Yoruba tongue, Igbesi aye Christiani Oguni. Kikida Oguni. For the sake of those who do not understand Yoruba, he said, the entirety of the life of the believer is full of warfare. There is no off season. There is what? No off season. If you slumber to your own detriment. You slumber to what? The burden that came to my heart is this. We need to raise people that are used to warfare, that have the soldier mentality, not the civilian mentality. Because many of us end up as casualties in life and in destiny because we sleep. We sleep. We sleep. We sleep in the sense that there is no contest against the enemy. One of the things the Lord said to me, what you get by warfare, you have to also keep by warfare. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Thou therefore, my son, be what? Strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Because you can be weak. You can be what? You can be weak. You can be a weakling. Even in the season when grace is dispensed. You can be what? You can be a weakling. A weakling in the sense that you do not take advantage of the provisions and an allocation of grace, partnership with angels, partnership with spirits to enforce and to ensure that the will of God prospers. The way it's come to my mind, Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, he said, by much slothfulness, the roof what? Decayed. The building decayed. And through folding of the hands, the roof droppeth through. Meaning that no matter how much you have labored to build a thing, if you go and snooze, it will collapse. So by much slothfulness, the building decayed. And through idleness of the hands, what? The roof what? The house droppeth through. It starts leaking. Meaning that you are not to go sleeping because you have succeeded building the house. Are you understanding? You are not what? You are go to sleep. No matter how fully built a house is, leave it uninhabited for 5 years. It will be a, people need to live in the activities need to go on there to maintain the house. The house will breathe. The house cannot exist without people. Are you understanding? Without activity, without intentionality. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And part of that activity is also the upkeep. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, either as a builder or as a soldier, there is no rest. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Either as what? As a builder, as a soldier, there is no rest. The notion we have is that, once I break the rest, I will now sit down. Like the man that he has, I will now sit and rest, and my soul will enjoy what I have labored for. That's a civilian. That's what? A civilian. And somewhere, it's difficult, it's hard to reprogram our mind. Even when you are walking, you're like, won't you now come and rest? Are you understand what I'm saying? Now, your rest is not that rest. Your rest is not that rest. Do you know what the Bible calls your rest? He said, with stammering lips and with another tongue will I speak to these people. To whom I said, this is the rest wherewith I will cause the weary to rest. And you will not. So, the rest is actually the rest of God. Hallelujah. Say amen. Is not ceasing, is not working. It is ceasing from labor. Are you understand what I'm saying? It is not working. It is what? Ceasing from a labor. My father worketh. Either to our head. But he ceased from his labor on the eighth day. On the seventh day. Are you understand what I'm saying? He ceased from his labor. But he entered into rest. But in rest he's still walking. My father walketh. Walks. That's present continuous. Are you understand what I'm saying? So in rest you walk. Are you understand what I'm saying? But our concept of rest is no work. Are you understand what I'm saying? Our concept of rest is cease from work. No work. But the God's concept of work, of rest, is not working. That's why Isaiah 58, Jesus also, when he was speaking to the Pharisees, and they said that you should not eat, he said that, which one of you will your sheep go out, or will you not go and feed your sheep on the Sabbath? Because the concept of Sabbath has been gotten wrong. So, Isaiah 58 said that, what, look at the rest, I told you to come and rest. Look at the rest. Look at Isaiah 58. Let's see Isaiah 58. So, he said that, the concept of rest, the concept of fast that you have, is not the mirror of rest and fast that I have. Isaiah said, wherefore have we fasted? He said, and thou sayest not, wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and you take no knowledge, because in the day of your fast, you find pleasure, exact all your labors. And you fast for strife, debate. Fast as you do, make your voice to be heard as it is. The fast I've chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul, to bow down his bow rush, to spread sackcloth under him, without calling the fast an acceptable day unto the Lord. Is this not the fast I've chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo everybody, to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke? Is this not to deal thy bread to the hungry, that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, and thou cover him, that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Verse 8. He said, then shall thy light break forth at the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go forth before thee, and the glory of God shall be your thou. Then thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee, bear the yoke, and the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, thou shalt see the light rise in obscurity, and the darkness as the noonday, and the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul and draw, make fight thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of waters, whose waters what fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall what? Build the old waste places, and shall raise up the foundation of many generations, and thou shalt be called what? The repairer of the breach, the restorer of parts to what? Dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thine pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight of the Lord, the holy, honorable, and shall honor him, not what? But not finding thy own pleasure, nor what? So, rest is actually relocating from your own and relocating into God. You see, if thou shalt honor, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Are you seeing? So, the essence of Sabbath is not to stifle the man. Jesus was telling the Pharisees, the man was not made for the Sabbath, the Sabbath was made for man. That the concept of rest is not to gag man, but to bring man into another economy. Are you understand? Wherein man will live by another life code. You shall not do thy own ways. He said, that's rest. You shall not what? Find your own pleasure. You see, what is, man was made for work. What is making us stress out is our own things. Are you understand? What is what? Making us stress out and wear out is actually our own things. That is actually what is wearing us out. Can I say that again? What is making us deplete is actually because we are serving another, which is not another. It's not really our own. It's actually the will of another servant. That is what is making us fade. So when God says, I want you to come to your rest, he will speak his word to you. Then you do his will. You carry his body. You speak his words. Then you discover that you are living rest. You are living in rest. Are you understand what I'm saying? You are living in rest. He said, don't speak in thy own words. Is that the last verse? 14? Quickly. Then what? Self in the Lord. and I will cause what? Thee to ride on the high places of earth and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. The mouth of the Lord hath what? Spoken it. So, look at this. The concept of rest is not what we perceive. He didn't say that when you come into the Sabbath, then I will make you to lie down and you will not do anything. You will ride. Riding is an active, is what soldiers do. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Riding what? Ride. You, when say ride, is not keke, is us. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Us. Is a dominion concept. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's what? It's a dominion concept. To ride upon the high places of the earth is a dominion, active dominion concept. Active dominion concept. After conquest, there is governance. Are you understanding? There is no soldier, no army that goes into a territory, vanquish them, then leave them like that. No. Rebellion will be bring forth. You have to build a system of government to administer and hold in place your victory. Otherwise, you come back into in a month's time, it will be as though you never conquered that place. Secession and rebellion will have bred up. So after conquest, there is what? Governance. Governance that is holding in place your victory. After conquest, there is governance. Hallelujah. Go back to Timothy. Why? Something is changing over us. That civilian mindset, the Lord is shifting it. Look at what it says. He said, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the things which you have heard of me among many witnesses, you shall what? Commit unto what? Faithful men who will what? Be able what? To teach others also. Then number verse 3. Thou therefore what? Endure hardness. As what? A good soldier. We have broken through. You have heard things from me. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You have heard things from me. But that doesn't mean the warfare is any less. That doesn't mean that it is perpetuating it is any less strenuous. So you endure hardness as a good soldier. You are not the one laboring to bring it in. You have heard it from me. But to perpetuate it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? To what? To perpetuate it, he said, you have to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Why? The warfare of perpetuating what I've delivered to you is as severe and as intense as the warfare of conquest in the first place, of getting it. Are you understanding what I'm saying, church? If anything that the Lord gave us will become a lifestyle, we must be as fierce in holding it as we are fierce for it to come in the first place. Fierce in dominion, fierce in attitude, fierce in partnership with spirit. Many of us are two CCs. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We are two what? Ceases. And I don't mean it insultively. It is a deception of Satan that has made us like that, made us civilians in our mind. When actually we are not civilians, we are a generation of soldiers. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? One of the things about soldiers is that you never retire. And even when you retire, you are just on reserve duty. They can call you at any time. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, you are always ready. Always what? Always ready. Always combat ready. Always what? One of the warfare they are fighting in US is that now we have generals who have pot belly who cannot run and who are making. No, it's that you become a general doesn't mean that you have. No. You have to be. Generals are the ones that lead to battle. They are not the ones that stay in control room and sending people to go and die. No. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You see a 5-star general, the belly is as big as this. He cannot lead any warfare. Because civilian life has degeneralized him. Say civilian life. Now, there is that attitude in the spirit that we must have towards spirits. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There's that attitude in the spirit that we must have what? Towards spirit. It's not a gentle one. Because we know that we are in constant opposition. We face constant opposition to spirits. They don't like you. They don't what?
They don't like me.
Tell yourself, spirits don't like me.
Don't like me.
No, say it until you hear it.
Spirits
don't like me, and I don't like them either. I don't like them either. I don't like them either.
I don't like them either.
We are not going to parley. No. We are going for conquest. The life of Christ is a life of dominion. And it won't come to you on a platter. No, it won't come. You have to fight for it. You have to demand for it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You have to demand for it. You have to ask for it. You have to contest for it.
I love a place, I think it's Isaiah 42, if I'm correct. Verse 22.
He said, but this is a people robbed and spoiled. All of them are what? Snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none deliver it. And they are for a spoil, and none see it. Restore! None! Therefore, I pray, none deliver it. Therefore, I spoil, and none saith what? Restore. Spirits will pray and pry on the people of God, on the agenda of God, until something awakes. Sons of war. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Sons of war. When I say sons, war, I mean sons of the kingdom, sons of grace, who will make demand, who will stop the enemy at the gates and then perpetuate governance. dominion, ensured that the will of God is done in the earth as it is should be done. Are you understanding? It will not come by wishing. It will not come by hoping. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It will not come by what? It will not come by wishing. It will not come by hoping. It will come through warfare. It will come through demand. It will come through a forceful advance. Our meekness is towards God, not towards spirits. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Our meekness is towards God and towards brethren. Are you understanding? Not towards spirits, not towards natures. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We are meek before God and then before men, but towards spirits, we are fierce. Fierce in holding the banner of faith. Fierce. When I say fierce, not arrogant. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because for some people, they feel fierceness is the same thing as arrogance. No, not arrogant. We are not carried away with pride, but we are fierce. When I say fierce, furious against what Satan has done and is doing. Are you understanding me? Someone said, a past president of this nation, he said, if you see any uprising in any nation that lasts more than 24 hours, it's because the government has a hand in it. And I've come to realize that statement cannot be truer. They say, if you see any uprising in a nation that lasts more than what? 24 hours, because the government has a hand in it. That's how civilians do politics. Are you understand what I'm saying? That's how what? Yeah. Divide and rule. Instead of quelling this thing, this thing can work in my favor. Use it to... Don't let me go into the politics of Nigeria. Nigerian politics. You know, recently they were talking about the list Boko Haram sponsors that were released by the Sahel Alliance and all of it, and how the principal of our politicians are complicit in the sponsoring. It's been over. It will be near disclosure. Then something will bury it. For over 10 years. They say, we've not known the name. And then something silences it again. They say, we know the name of the sponsors. Nothing comes out. The truth is that they know. But everybody's looking at how the information will work his own political agenda and keep it in power. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Then they send the lives of young soldiers to go and die. They will tell them where they go. They will tell the enemies how to kill them. Amen. But in warfare, it is not like that. In warfare, it's what? The life of my comrade is precious. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because in that force is brotherhood. Is what? Is brotherhood. Everybody cherishes the life of another because we are bound by flesh and blood. Our bond is a bond of blood. Why? In the place of warfare, I've seen people take it. And I've seen my neighbor, my brother, expend his life to defend my life. So I know that I owe my brother my life. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That's how warfare, the military is forged. Brother, the spirit of brother. You see, people in a particular battalion, they are closely knit. They go on assignment together. And then the success on it, everybody standing on their posts. Are you understanding? And taking charge and combating the enemy. And the whole success and the life of the whole team is dependent on everybody taking their place. There's one weak link and the enemy breaks through. He can decimate the whole team. So that's why you see, when there is a breach, maybe a snitch among them, or one of their generals sell them out, the fury of everyone that survives is that we are going to destroy this thing. Are you understanding what I'm saying? What I'm saying is this, that the faith is warfare. And spirits hate you. Jesus was telling his brethren, John chapter 7, he said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify that the works thereof are evil. The world hates you. If you don't know, the world hates you. I say, if you don't know, the world what? Do you know how I know he hates you? The word you are handling. The word you are holding. The world hates the word that you are holding. So he hates you. Hates you. He's sworn. The world has taken an oath that you will not succeed. That when I say you will not succeed, you will not prosper. It will take you down before you get to the end. But before the oath of the world, can you swear an oath also that you will take the world down in the days of your flesh? Are you understand what I'm saying? We are not impassioned like that in our spirits. Waking up every day with an incense against the world, against sin, against unrighteousness. Ready to execute vengeance. You know, we don't wake up like that. We wake up like civilians. We wake up like civilians. What is there to do again today?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Elevana hatishia for kapandi kishika hata perios the felekata. Said the Lord, I am giving you the mindset of a skilled warrior. I'm putting in you the mindset of a skilled warrior. The sensitivity to battle, the sensitivity to the warfare around you, the sensitivity to the warfare around you. Oh, you must not. Even with the intensifying of warfare, you must not be lax. Even with the intensifying of warfare, for the warfare is rife in the spirit. The warfare is rife in the spirit. The warfare is rife in the spirit. Oh, you know, you must not be caught slumbering. You must not be caught slumbering. I want to teach you how to lap water like a warrior. I want to teach you how to lap water like a warrior. For even when you are finding rest, you are fighting battle. Even when you are at rest, you are fighting battle. You are fighting battle. I want to give you the meal of a soldier. I want to give you the meals of a soldier. Always ready to war. Always ready to war. Even the same way an horse is prepared for the battle. I want to raise you as men prepared for battle. Prepared for battle. You must not be caught slumbering. You must not be caught napping. You must not be caught slumbering. You must not be caught napping. You must be ready. You must be prepared. You must be prepared. You must be prepared. So I bring the mindset of a skilled warrior. I bring the mindset of a skilled warrior. Ready to war. Ready to war. Ready to war. You must have your armor constantly on you. You must have your armor constantly on you. You must have your armor constantly on you. You must be well guarded and ready to war in the place of prayer, in the place of prayer. You must be militant in the place of prayer. You must be militant in giving attention to the resources I am giving. You must be militant. You must take it like there's a war to fight. For indeed there's a war to win. There is a war to win. There is a war to win. And for you to be valiant, for you to be valiant, for you to be valiant, you must give attention. You must give attention. You must give attention. Even as I am in embossing the mindset of the skilled warrior, you must give attention. Pay attention, for there is a war to win. Pay attention, for there is a battle to conquer. Pay attention, for there is a land to take. Pay attention, for there is a mountain to take. 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 Oh, Makadina Stevelianasta, I'm supplying meals. Meals that will make you valiant. Give attendance. Saith the Lord Jesus.
You see, amen. Can you reduce the volume of this thing? Amen. We must be conscious of what we are fighting. We must know our enemy. Are you understanding? I didn't premeditate this. This burden just came in while I was in the office. Amen. Amen. I didn't say you should shut me up. Amen. I saw a documentary, or not a documentary, an excerpt, an interview during the week, and it was an analysis of the war, the Israeli war. And somebody was saying, giving an analytics of the war, is that the war Israel fought and the war we are not winning. Is that the war Israel won and then the war we are not winning. I think it's on YouTube like that. So the person gave an analysis of the war Israel in the Middle East, how the decimated Hamas, decimated Hezbollah in Syria, decimated Iran, and all of their enemies through active combat with the aid of Israel, U.S. I mean, decimated Iran nuclear sites. He now said, but all of those wars were won without record hostilities. But there is another subtle war that U.S. is not winning. The war of politics. That within the U.S. community, we have a record number of people protesting for Hamas. protesting for Philistines. We have a record number of countries now coming to acknowledge the leadership of Hamas over Palestine. And that warfare is more dangerous than the one. And apparently, that warfare is being lost. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That warfare is being lost because right in the middle of the United States, for example, you have protests who are crying for liberalism. One of the examples that the person gave is this, that, for example, whilst Israel was able to do that without opposition, you find out that in the Middle East, there is still censored opinion. You cannot talk about politics, you cannot talk about spirituality without opposition. Yet, in the midst of United States, you cannot take a position for Christ without you being censored. In fact, somebody got censored because he addressed a person, a guy, as a guy, because the guy said he wanted to be addressed as another pronoun, and he addressed a man as a man, and because of that, he was sentenced to jail and now has a criminal record. Now, it's a war of ideologies. That's where I'm going to. That there is a subtle ideological war that is being lost. That is being lost in the very seat of the place where you think the victory is. That ideological war allows for people, they call it the name of liberalism. And that warfare is tearing us in the face. What our Daddy Guchuku was saying over the weekend, a single summit, that we are in the very midst of those things. And the unfortunate thing is that believers are snoozing. We don't know that we are in the very midst of an assault. And so we are not taking seriously what God is coming. But the charge of Paul to Timothy was this. He said, what I have committed to you, be strong in the grace of Jesus Christ, then commit them to faithful men who will also be able to deliver them untainted, undiluted, to other faithful men also, because we are in the midst of a warfare. You see, the doctrine that you are hearing, the life, the faith that you are hearing, is not just sermonizing you. It's actually delivering of what will wrap up this world. And spirits hate it. And spirits don't want you to handle it as what it is. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Spirits don't want you to handle it as what it is. Because they know that if you are ignorant of what you are carrying, just imagine somebody that is carrying there are something they call in military warfare cluster munitions are projectiles that are able to carry many warheads. So that they are not just, if they shoot a missile, mid-air, it's more difficult to intercept, because when they shoot it now breaks into many more projectiles. A nuclear warhead, for example, can have 20, a nuclear weapon can have 20 nuclear warheads. So when you are sending an interceptor to counter it, it breaks into 20 places. Each capable of carrying probably 100 tons of warfare, of detonating power. Now, if you don't know how to use you have control of a cluster munition, but you're still thinking like a person who have a pen knife. You know that you can The devil will take advantage of you. Not because you don't have the quiet, the right asana, but because you are ignorant. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You are ignorant of what is at your disposal. You are ignorant of what? What is at your disposal. Just like our slave masters who sold human souls for glass. Are you understanding? They sold what? Souls for glass. Because for them, they think they will always fetch slaves. They don't know the value of souls. But for them, glass was something, wow, was a treasure. Now, that's how many of us, what will glass do for you? Eh? What will glass do for you? Make it, help you to see your face. After that, and with a little push, it breaks. Then you have to pay, give another 10 slaves to get another one. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's making you laugh, but that's how we behave in the spirit. If God shows us what we exchange for our soul, or what we let go for souls that we ought to contend for. Ah! Are you understanding what I'm saying? What we let go, the things we sacrifice for souls. The comfort we want, I don't want them to call me names. And that comfort of not being called a name, you give it for a soul that you ought to contend for because you don't know the value in the spirit. Are you understanding? And it is something that is what is a civilian mind that is actually worrying you. You don't know the value. But so military, they know you don't leave anybody on the war front. The value of a soul. Even if it's one person that they are taking prisoner of war, they can send another troop to go and deliver that one prisoner because they know the value of a soul. So, somewhere, civilian mind, for example, civilian, Satan has done a lot to us in our mind. That thing that is civilian, civil, is an injury to faith that Satan has done. And as a civilian, he is just interested in his own welfare and probably that of his immediate family. And as long as their family is okay, the interest of the country, the interest of the nation, the interest of the people is not his own body. Perpetuity of dominion is not his concern. What he just wants to do I have food to eat? Do I have clothes to wear? Abushe. Dominion, governance is not his theme. It's not his crave. It's the fall that made us like that. Man was built for dominion. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We were what? When I mean dominion, I don't mean like the Eden. I don't mean like the lords of the... I mean for influence, for kingdom influence, for to perpetuate kingdom life. You know, we need people who will change it for spirits. Are you understanding what? Who will change it for spirit? I said, no. We are not having it this way again. No! Not in this family. Not in this place. No more. No longer. And then you stand upon your watch. Stand upon your watch to ensure that the will of God comes to pass. I was saying earlier that to perpetuate a thing is as difficult, challenging.
As
the warfare involved in getting it in the first place. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And that you have access doesn't mean that Satan has gone to rest and has considered victory. Considered loss. No. Satan hasn't what? Hasn't considered loss. He may go away and then look for what? An opportune what? He will come back at an opportune time. That's why you can't afford to snooze. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You can't what? A lot of that Romans, I think you remember Romans chapter 16. He said, quit ye like men. Can you get me the scriptures? Quit ye like men. I think it's Romans 16 thereabout. Yes. Okay, thank you. 1 Corinthians 16. Thank you. Can we read together? Can you give me any more contemporary version so that we know what that quit means? Huh? Be brave. Can you give me Amplified? Amplified Classic. Okay, let me just turn it here. Let me try to read it here. NIV. That's 1 Corinthians 16. 16, yeah. Yes. He said, be on guard. Stand firm in your faith in God, respecting His precepts and keeping your doctrine sound. And act like mature men and be courageous and what? Strong. Now, let me see. Classify. Classic. Yes. So be alert and be on your guard and firm in faith. Your conviction, respecting man's relationship with God and divine things, keeping your trust and holy favor, born of faith and be part of it. Act like men, be courageous and what? Grow in strength. Amen. Now, another translation says, fight like men. Fight. So, when it say amen, when it say quit ye like men, he's saying to contend. Are you understanding what I say? Say contend. I'm not hearing you. Contend. There is a fierceness. Fierceness. A doggedness. A resilience. That must be born in our spirit. And never give up to the devil. Say, don't give space to the devil. That must be born in our spirits. Not on my watch. Say, not on my watch. Not on my watch will Satan get an upper hand. Not on my watch will the counsel of darkness prevail in this place. Not on my watch. We must be so obsessed with the kingdom agenda that we have vowed in ourselves that if it takes only me to fight, I will keep the place. Let's see 2 Samuel 23, the army of David, the strong men of David. You see, We must resolve to keep. Hallelujah. So this be the name of the mighty men of David, that the mighty men of the David had, the Tekomites that sat in the seat, chief among the captain. His name, the name was Adino, the Ezonite. He lifted up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. 800. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Haohite, one of the three mighty men of David, when they defied the Philistines that were there, gathered together the battle. And the battle and the men of what? Israel were what? Gone away. He rose and smote the Philistines until he was what? Weary. Until his hands was weary. And his hand cleaved to the sword. And the Lord what? Wrought a great victory that day. And the people only what? Returned after him to spoil. So, there's not, I am the only one. Are you understand what I'm saying? There's no, oh, it was only me that was left. You see, that excuse mindset. We come to a place where we deal, where we get, we take no. We do not take no for an answer. I remember when those of you who have worked in the corporate world, they tell you, I only need results. I don't need excuses. How you get the results done is not my business. I only what? Need results. When you want to give, when you have something better than excuses, come. When you have what? Something better than excuses, come. You can have a million excuses why you should not. I only need one reason why you should get it right. That's in the corporate world. Fierce. Because, and what are they fierce for? Fierce for profit. Because the bottom line of the business is profit. Don't give me excuses. Don't give me, don't say, there are many reasons why you didn't close that sales. Give me the reason why you got it right. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And some of us have bosses like that. Don't take no for an answer. Don't take no for an answer. I don't care what you did. But just give me the results. Now, some of them are positioned against life because all they are seeing is profit. But you know that we can be like that for life. Are you understand? I don't care if you have to bend backwards, but just keep life. Are you understand? Make sure that life doesn't lose ground. Are you understand? That righteousness is not compromised. A warrior. Even if it means only you having to keep that spot. He said all Israel was gone. But his hand cleaved to the sword. I said, may you not leave the sword in this season. Look, who was it? Was it Jonathan? One of the wars of Israel, I can't remember clearly now, I'm having a brain this thing. He said, it was a sin to withhold your sword, your hand from the sword. It was a sin, it became a crime. I've forgotten the particular battle. He said, it was a sin for you to keep your hands from the sword. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It was a sin to keep your hands away. That means if you are not taking part in active battle, this is one of such seasons where your hand must not leave your sword. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Your hand must not leave your sword. It's always ready to unsheath your sword for battle. Bible says his hand clave to the sword. Even though it was weary, his hand did not leave that thing. And then, look at it. And the Lord, not he, the Lord. You know, we need to come to a place for the Lord to join us in battle. Are you understanding? He was not willing to give ground. Then the Lord roared on his relentlessness. And the Lord wrought great victory. That's how people who partner with angels It's not people who are sleeping on their bed. It's not what? You know, the Lord showed me something some time ago. Rather more recently. And he said to me, we are looking to partner with angels, right? And want to, the army of heaven, there's an army in this army, there's an army. Thank God. But who are the type of people that angels partner with? You see, people are sleeping on their bed, or people are inactive over. Read that Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. There were two sets of people there. Are you understanding? There were what? Two sets of people there. One set was sleeping. Another was praying. Jesus was praying. And after Jesus prayed and came to a point, Bible says, angels came and ministered to me or strengthened him. Then being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. So, they didn't come to those who were not on their watch. They didn't strengthen everybody. Are you understanding? Angels did not aid everybody. They aided the person who had took a stand in the spirits. And then used up all his strength. They said, this one, we can ride on him to walk a victory of God. So, the people that will come to in partnership with angels are not the people who are just like, No. There are people who are on active battle, active duty, and who have counted their lives not a dear thing to them. And when angels see that resolve, they can come and then partner with you, minister to you, strengthen you, fortify you, so that a great victory of God will be wrought. What I'm saying is this, even Jesus took a posture. He was not just wishing away. His brethren were sleeping, yet only him was praying. Only him was praying. Only him was praying. If he had sufficient strength to push it alone, he wouldn't call them to pray. But he knew that he couldn't push it alone. But even when every other person was, he was just there. He was just there. Barakanahaya. He prayed all he could pray. And when he was coming to the end of his self, everyone saw that this guy needs some supernatural impute to ensure that this grace, then heaven came and strengthened him. Angels ministered to him, strengthened him. Angels ministered to him. The Bible says, being in agony, he what? Prayed the more. Is it here? Is it Matthew 26? Luke 22, yes. Being in, give me 42, 43, 44. 43, 42. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup. So he was praying. Nevertheless, no matter what, but I be done. Then 43. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Then being in agony, he prayed more what? More earnestly. So, you see that certain deployment of spirit, certain aid of heaven, we will not receive, we will not enjoy if we have not resolved to spend, to die there. Are you understanding? If we have not resolved to stick it out and wear it out. In that same garden, others were sleeping. Nothing appeared to them. Nothing. You expect to have angelic ministration. You are, No. Well, you won't have anything. Start out in the flesh. Start out willfully to defend the counsel of heaven. With an interest, with a desire to defend the counsel of heaven. Then you see that heaven will interpose. Jump back to 2 Samuel. You see, we need We need strong men. I said, God will make you strong. God will make all of you strong. Everyone listening online, God will make you strong. I said the kingdom of heaven will not suffer loss under your watch. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will ignite a fury of desire inside of your soul. The Lord will ignite a passion, a relentlessness inside of your heart. You will not see the candle of the Lord go out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. These things that are being committed to us, you will defend it with your life. There can't be dominion. There can't be governance if you are not ready to commit it and then defend it with your life. Are you understanding what I'm saying? A civilian is afraid of death. A soldier is ready to die to defend what he believes in, what he has been commanded. Verse 11, 2 Samuel, said, after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Ararite. The Philistines were gathered into a troop. Where was a piece of ground full of what? Lentils. And then the people. There are people God needs to take over grounds that has been taken by the enemy. Grounds. Say grounds. Grounds. Grounds that has been taken over by the enemy. Spaces. Influence. Nations. Homes. That has been taken over by the enemy. Ground full of lentils. Grounds full of prospects. Grounds full of seeds. But the Philistines has taken it. And what? Every other person fled the Philistines. So you see that these mighty men were not those who were close or living in David's house. They are mighty because of what they stood for. Not who they knew. Are you understand? They are mighty what? Because of what they stood for. Not who they knew. They came in their order. You know, one of the things I love about EGFM. That the order, the organogram is in the spirit. And the arrangement of everybody is according to their stance. Everybody, the arrangement of people is according to their stance in the spirit. That their stance and their allocation. Now, that stance is not born out of ambition. It's born out of a discovery of the counsel of God that is given for you to defend. And that's how men are ranked. And everybody knows their place. Are you understanding? This man, everybody fled. But the ground was full of lentils. And everybody fled for the Philistines. But one man. Say one man. Shammah, the son of Agee, the Ararite, stood there. Hallelujah. Stood in the midst of the ground. And what? He defended it and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory. You see that God is hindered from being able to walk until men stand. Are you understanding me? God is hindered or limited from being able to walk until men choose to stand. Stand for their families. Stand for their nation. Stand for their people. Stand for the counsel of God. Stand for the word of righteousness. Stand for truth. Then the Lord will ride upon it to walk a great victory. It's no coincidence that we have almost 100% men in this meeting today. Maybe because this thing is also speaking directly to us, to our agenda. Because many of the failures that we have is actually the absence of men. Many. What do you stand for? Nothing. In your home, what do you stand for? Nothing. What, or maybe it's two meat you are standing for. Or the honor that man gives and not God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is, the Lord has wrought great victory, but if we do not stand in our place, everything the Lord came, wrought, will go out and trickle away. Victories over families that you be wrought. You need the resolve of a man. Fierceness that, Lord, we would not settle for less than this. I love that. We won't settle for less. We won't settle for less. It's a battle chant. It's a what? It's a battle chant to steer resolve in your spirit. Like Esther, if I perish, I perish. But what? I will live for this thing. Because if you live for nothing, then you die for it. Then, are you understanding me? We are a generation, a tribe, a lineage of soldiers, warriors at heart. We are ready to stake it out. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We are not weaklings. Neither do we chicken out. Every time there is an opposition, or every time there's a resistance, you run away. The oil upon your head will awaken today. I said the oil upon your head will awaken today. In the name of Jesus. What has made you a passerby?
For there be ground to be covered. Palumeni to ground to cover. For there be ground even many to cover in the spirit. Here there is an allotment. For Lord has been given. Lord has been given. Apportionment has been given. Yea, even portions have been given. Yea, portion has been given even to everyone. Yea, even to every man. You need to fight to keep your allotment. You need to fight to keep your portion. Yea, a land space has been given. Even a land has been given, even in this spirit. Yea, land has been given. Yea, land has been given. You need to fight even to own your allotment. Yea, even to own your allotment. You own your allotment. Fight the way men fight for land, even in the natural. You to own the allotment. We have given you an allotment. And Satan is coming here to harass you, to leave the allotment. Here it's time for you here to go to battleground, to go to battleground and fight for your allotment. Here, awake thou that sleepeth. Awake thou that sleepeth. Awake thou that sleepeth. For light is come. You don't sleep when light comes. You walk with light. You walk with light. The day is here. Don't let darkness catch up. Don't let darkness catch up. That which is light can be catch up. It can be taken away by darkness. It can be taken over. It can be taken over. Walk while you have the light. Yeah, don't let it turn to darkness. Don't let it turn to darkness. Awake to light. Awake to life. Awake to life. Fight. Fight that your light not become darkness. Fight that your light will not become darkness. Fight to keep the light stirred up. Fight to keep the light awake. Fight even to make the light shine. Even to make the light shine. Even to make the light shine. Yeah, that the salt will not lose its savour. Yeah, that the salt will not lose its savour. Yeah, for you are the light of the world. Yeah, fight. Fight. Be jealous about this light. Be jealous about this light. It's a time for you to guard it with all diligence and ensure that it prosper. Ensure that it prosper. Ensure that it prosper. For many will still come to drink from this fountain. Many are still coming to drink. Ensure that the fountain does not run dry. Even does not run dry. Awake to war. Awake to keep light. Awake to keep your portion. Yeah, awake. Awake and fight for your portion. For the Lord is your portion. In the land of the living, the Lord is your portion. An allotment of the Lord has been given to you. Fight and keep it. War to keep it. War to stay steadfast until this allotment is preserved. Is preserved. For darkness can still catch up with the light that you have. You have to keep it. You have to keep it. War with the Holy Ghost to keep it. Yeah, war with the Holy Ghost to keep it. Stay with the Holy Ghost to keep this light. Stay. Fight with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And you will overcome fully.
Amen. You see, let me just say this. This. Lastly, as I round up. You see, opposition is actually the fuel of warriors. Opposition what? Opposition is the fuel, bread of warriors. Opposition. That's why we don't only glory in hope. Are you understanding? Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. He said, we glory in what? No. Before tribulation. We're in Romans chapter 5. Can you give me Romans chapter 5, verse 2? Hallelujah. By whom we have access into the space where we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so. So we hope, rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. But not only so, we also what? Rejoice or glory in tribulations also. What makes a man to glory in tribulation? Because he is something inside. Are you understanding? Tribulations for a person who is not walking in light is destruction. But the same tribulation for a person who is walking, a warrior of light, is stepping stones. Are you understanding? What he sees, what reason he glories is because he's seen tools of making. He's seen the fire of making. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There's a way we cower at opposition. There's a way we cower at tribulation because of a civilian mindset. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because of that, every opposition. But there is something that will enter into you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That you rejoice in the face of battle. I'm not saying you are contentious. Don't get me wrong. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You are not contentious. You have just seen fuel for increase. Because there's a wisdom of life that is inside of you. You've seen opportunity for growth. That Isaiah 41, when he said, I will make you a sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Get me that. You see, and you will thresh the mountains, and they will be as what? As nothing, and the hills will be as chaff. Hallelujah. Isaiah 14, 15, 16. Start from 14, please. Hallelujah. Fear not, thou worm Jacob. Are you see? Did you see that? Fear that. So Jacob was worm. That means spineless, without bones, can be easily what? Squashed. Are you understanding me? He said, fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will what? I will help you, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of what? Israel. Behold, I will make thee what? A new sharp threshing instrument. Having what? Having teeth. The person that doesn't have spine will not only have spine, but have teeth. They say, he will have teeth, and thou shalt what? Yes. Worms don't eat stone. They eat grass. But this one will not only eat grass. He will eat stone. Not only eat stone. He will now thresh mountains. Mountains are limitations, oppositions. Is that not so? He said, who art thou mountain before what? Zerubbabel. Are you understand? So mountains are what? Indicative. Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast it. So mountains are opposition. He said, you will thresh it because God will make you. From a worm. Are you understanding what I'm saying? From what? A worm to a new, not just old trash, a new sharp. New, sharp, than a threshing instrument having teeth. You will not be a toothless bulldog. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You will what? Only back, no bites. Are you understanding? Only back, no bites. Spirit of water. When we get that, we run away. Because not only back he gets. No what? No bites. He doesn't have teeth. He doesn't have teeth. But the teeth that the Lord will give to you, you know, he can bite. He can reduce mountains to nothing. So he will thresh mountains and they shall what? He will beat them small and shall make hills as chaff. Are you getting me? Are you getting? God can make a person like this. Spineless worm to become a terror that nothing can stop. Spineless worm. Oh, Jesus. You didn't get me. That's what David made these people. The people from the cave of all of them, they were vagabonds. Societal rejects. Are you understanding? But at the end of the day, they became mighty men of the day. Mighty men of valor. God can turn You've not confronted a spirit before, but you have now become spirits that break spirits. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You have become what? Spirits that break spirits. Spirits that spirits dread. Because God made you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? God made you. God made you. God made you. I said, God will make you. What God is working inside of you, you don't know yet. He's a fear spirit. That spirit will fear. A fierce spirit that spirit will dread. Is that I make you a new sharp threshing instrument? Haven't it? Thresh mountains, beat them small. Make ears like chaff. Verse 16. Verse 16. Then thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the wild wind shall scatter them. Then thou shalt rejoice and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. 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 There is no opposition that will stand to you. Stand. When I say opposition, I mean, said, I don't mean they won't come. But the Lord will make you something. That thing that makes you to give way, when you just see limitation, opposition of spirit, and then you just walk away, you know, just take a walk, something will be born inside of you that you will not take no for an answer. Oh, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. Something will be born in you today that will make you to defend the heritage of the Lord, to make you to defend the word of the Lord, to make you to defend the lot of the Lord. You'll be a man indeed. For the word of righteousness, for your family, for Tania. Something will be born. I see that spirit hovering over us. It's a warrior spirit. Are you understanding? Warrior spirit is relentless. It will rest upon every one of us. I say it will rest upon every one of us. He said, that spirit that says, if I perish, I perish. But I won't allow this to go on unchallenged. He's the spirit that makes you to love not your life unto the death. And it's supposed to oust a love in our life, that civilian mind that seeks to preserve and keep his own life. Just have it gently. I don't mind if I coexist with sin. I don't mind if I coexist. Just let me be. I don't want to stress. That thing, Satan will, God will oust it in Jesus' name. With or without you, the kingdom of God will advance. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? With or without you, the kingdom of God will what? With or without you. But it's a privilege to join. And for the kingdom of God to advance, to be spearheaded through you. Because you found an ally. You found grace to join with the Spirit. Are you understanding me? Oh, Lord Jesus. Can we give thanks to God tonight?
We trust that this message has been a source of blessing to you. For a wealth of similar messages, please visit our website at www.ikorodu.nlwc.church or feel free to contact us at 0703-576-0085. You can also reach out to us via WhatsApp at the same number. May God's blessings continue to abound in your life.